This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome home, Milers, and welcome back to another episode of Mickey Miles and More, a podcast where three friends talk about their passion for the Disney parks. I'm Chris Eliopoulos, and with me, as always, is the phenomenal instructor, Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Chris. How are you?
Good. I before we got on, we discussed your day job as a professor teaching new teachers. So
you forget that there are people today.
You read my book and instructed people to not be obnoxious.
Yeah, and the book is not banned anymore.
It is not.
I think
banned
we talked
anymore.
About it last week. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's good to hear
thank
that people.
You. Are, and we broke spaghetti.
And we broke
Richard Feynman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Speaking of spaghetti, the Italian stallion himself, Mike Scopa, is with us. Hi, Mike.
That was a good segue.
Good evening, CE.
Hey, so, it's CE's birthday. It's before the net. No, it's in a few days, but yeah.
Yeah, in a couple days. We got a little time yet. So.
Happy birthday, CE.
I'm 87 years old.
Feels like it sometimes.
It does. Especially after those long runs on the weekends, it does. So today we're going to do something a little bit fun. We talked about it last week a little bit, but we're going to do a little bit of how long would you wait online for an attraction? But before we get to that, Mike's got a few little bit of news and info that I haven't heard yet. So he's going to inform us. So Mike, tell me what's going on in the world of Disney World.
Well, there's a few things that I thought our listeners would be interested in. First off, sometime in the next month or so, the California Grill is going to have a fixed price for their meals. I don't know exactly. I mean, I don't have it in front of me exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be pretty high.
I think it was like $89 a person.
I think it was $89 for adults. That's not counting tax, and it's not counting liquor. And I think it's $29 for children. But I just thought I'd pass that along for anyone who is thinking about going to the California Grill in the next couple of months. So that's interesting.
$89, it's a bargain for the California Grill, to be honest. Depending on what you get.
As long as the fireworks are going.
Yeah.
If the fireworks are going, you still get to watch the fireworks on the rooftop.
That's the caveat. What is on the menu? Mm-hmm. So. We'll see.
Go see our buddy Walter from Boston.
Something that Michelle is going to be excited about. They are closing Mickey's PhilharMagic for a short term, and they are going to reopen with a new addition, a new scene in that film, and it's going to be from Coco, and it's going to be Uno Poco Loco.
Poco Loco, my favorite song.
Yeah, that's happening.
Chris, you know Poco Loco? Can you sing it?
I know the song. I am not going to sing it because you can't get me to do that, but it's very interesting.
Awesome.
You know what's going to be interesting to see with that too is the fact that the animation that's there now is from what, 10 years ago, if not more? And the computer animation has come so far, it might be a bit jarring to see the difference.
I never thought of that.
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with that. I mean, I don't know if that means they're going to refurb the other parts. I don't know.
I'd love to see Moana and Dwayne Johnson singing You're Welcome.
I think it would be good.
I think that would be really fun too.
Another part of Walt Disney World that Michelle loves is the water pageant, and they are adding an additional float, and it's going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, so that will be coming probably within the next month. That's going to be new. And they're also, I think I'm hearing a little noise that there may be some return to the stage shows, like in front of the castle and things like that. But I'm not sure about that yet. But I'm hearing a little bit of noise on that. And let me see if there's anything else I wanted to mention. Did we mention last week about the removal of the virtual queue from Rise of the Resistance? Did we talk about that?
We did.
Yeah. And it kicked into place today.
Yes, that's why I wanted to mention it. And I saw some of the waiting times. There was someone who actually was there and was paying attention to the waiting times. At 10 of 9, the wait was 120 minutes at 9:15.
What time did the park open?
The car, you can get in, you can drive in at 7:45, but the park, I think, opened at 8:30. And so the line got as long as 180 minute wait at 9:15.
It's like, it must have been like survival of the fittest, like people running.
Yeah.
And knocking each other
and
over.
Then it kind of died down. But here's the thing I wanted to mention, and in coordination with this, they are now going to, up until, I don't know, today or tomorrow, or sometime in the next couple of weeks, when you entered the park early as a resort guest, Rise of the Resistance was not part of the attractions that were offered to guests. But now that they've taken that virtual queue out, now Rise of the Resistance is also going to be available to resort guests who get to go into the park 30 minutes early. But there's like a gazillion rooms. So that means there's going to be a gazillion people going to the queue. And that's why it's going to still be, you know, a very long wait. So just thought I'd mention those few things. I think that's the big stuff right now. And of course, there's a few little tidbits.
Can I ask, do you have the times for later in the day? Did it just build on 120?
At around 11 o'clock, it said it was a 75 minute wait. But here's something else that was mentioned in the report. They said that we experienced this. And I think, Chris, you experienced this too in August. The posted wait times were in excess of what they really were. It was a 75 minute wait, but it turned out to be like a 35 minute wait, which was not too bad for Rise of the Resistance. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
As the, you know, who knows what the capacity of the park is. I saw a photo of the queue line. It was all the way down to the Muppets.
Well, I saw a picture when it went to the Indiana Jones attraction, I believe.
Wow.
Like it went out of the building and down past, like, I mean, it was just insane to think.
That's past Star Tours.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was like a long sweeping line, and that wasn't even technically the line for like where the line starts. It was just everybody out. It reminds me of when they first did Toy Story Midway Mania, and people would wait online and they'd get on, or when the Slinky ride came on, it when they first loaded, you'd be all the way out past the Woody entrance. Speaking of which, very interesting to think about now that they're going to be starting to do the Lightning Lane. We thought it'd be interesting to do a little challenge to see if the Disney Genie Plus app would be necessary. So what we're going to do is, in the next 4 weeks, we're going to take some time out, go park by park, look at the attractions, and decide how long would you be willing to wait. As a test subject, what we're going to do is we're going to say, this is for a person's family arriving to the park. They're going to spend only one day at this park on their trip. They have only gone in the last 3 years, so it's not someone like us who goes every week, every month. It's going to be a three-year wait. I'm sorry. And the test subjects. So Michelle is going to do it as a single person. Mike is going to do it as a couple, and I'm going to do it as a family of four. So we're going to approach these attractions, and Mike is going to keep a list. I think we're going to label it. So if you're willing to wait 15 to 30 minutes, it's a number one. So it's going to be one, and then
short,
30 to 40, which is short.
Short. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then 30 to 45, which is a medium, and we're going to call that a two. A 45 to 60 is a three, a long. And then anything beyond that is absurd. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know if it's a four or
extreme,
if it's extreme.
Extreme.
So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to go through our first park today is going to be the Magic Kingdom. So we're going to go into the park. We haven't been in 3 years. Michelle's walking alone. Mike's got Michelle on his arm. I don't know how that's going to work, but okay. And then I've got my family with me. So, Mike, let's start. Well, actually, let's start with Michelle because maybe we'll just do it all round robin, one, two, and four. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a single person. Michelle, we're going to go to It's a Small World. How long are you willing to wait for It's a Small World before you're like, I'm not waiting this long?
So we're assuming every ride that we're every attraction has a single rider lane, or am I getting into the regular lane? So are we going with just what it is? So Small World doesn't have a single rider.
Yeah, I was gonna say not in the Magic Kingdom do we have many single riders. I think in the other parks we do, and maybe when we get there we'll discuss it.
Right. The thing is, I'm depending on the attraction, I'm willing to wait different periods of time if I'm a single rider. I think I would do a 15-minute wait for Small World if I was only going to be in that park one day.
So if you thought 31 minutes, you'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think anything past 15 minutes, I'd be out.
Okay. Mike, you and your partner, how long are you waiting?
I would say the same, 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I'm going to, as a test subject, I'm going to say I have two kids and they are 6 and 10, just to keep it so you know they're a little bit on the younger side. I would definitely do the same thing. I think the short round would be quick just because I don't want my kids losing their minds at this point. I will say, just as a test, beyond that, as the kids get older, they have their phones, so they tend to last longer in lines and queues. Mm-hmm. But for the younger kids, they necessarily don't always have the phones. Sometimes the parents give it to them, but they don't. So I'm just going to assume they're not going to have a phone with them. So the next one up, Michelle, the Astro Orbiter, if you're willing to go on there, how long are you willing to wait for that? Because that one tends to, because it's a hard queue to get through. It doesn't, it's very slow. So how long are you willing to wait for that one?
15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's it. Which Mike? Means Michelle has not been on that attraction very often.
Yeah.
If I were to go on that, it would be 15 also.
Yeah. I will say, because we've done this when the kids were little, I'm going to change from you guys. I'm actually going to go for the medium wait. We'd probably wait 30 to 45. We've done it because the kids really love going up high and doing that orbit thing. So for them...
That orbit thing meaning turning in circles?
Going around and around and around and around and around and around. So that was working for them. So, okay, next up is Michelle, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, one of the mountain attractions.
So I got just one day, and I go every 3 years. I would wait an hour.
All right, so you're going to three. I'm up to three. Long,
yeah, I'd wait an hour.
Okay.
Plus, Mike? The queue's kind of interesting, and yeah.
I would say for me, it would probably be the higher end of two. I think I'd go beyond 45 minutes. So.
Yeah, I think I'd say the same. Again, the problem having younger kids with you is when the waits get too long, they get antsy.
That one's a different one too. If it were nighttime, I might wait a little longer because you're not so hot.
I was going to say,
I actually think it's a better ride at night.
Yeah, well, that's the thing too, like we didn't even think of variables of day, night, temperature, time of year, that kind of thing. Is it raining? But let's just say it's a nice day in the fall, just to sort of keep a ground level here. So next up, Michelle, one of my favorites, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Ooh, I'd wait 30 minutes if I were on my own.
Okay,
for that one.
So you're willing to go to the medium level. Mike, you and your partner.
I would also say medium. I think that the reason why I say that is that it's an interactive experience. And I think that gives you that would make me wait a little bit longer than I normally would.
Yeah.
So number two.
Yeah, I agree. I think my kids actually still to this day love that attraction. They're adults, but they love it and they're willing to wait a little bit longer. I will say just because of this one, I keep thinking they really need to start doing stuff with the queues to make it a little bit more interactive for people, them things to do while they wait.
And not lame things.
Yeah, especially now that, you know, they're starting to do this Genie Plus and a lot of standby people, and that, you know, maybe a lot of people are going to be standby. They might want something, but.
And why not like leverage the technology you already have in your pocket and do
they do have stuff. They do have stuff.
I know they have on Disney the Play and
So, but you know what? Do you really want to be staring at your phone the whole time? Like, didn't you want something interactive? But okay. So Michelle, my God, the only time we used to go on this attraction was when the kids were tired and they could give them a chance to sleep in the cool air. Country Bear Jamboree. What are you waiting for that one?
Just 15 minutes. I can only take so much country music.
Yeah.
It's kitschy, but the whole blood. Once is enough. It's like, please make it stop.
All right, Mike.
It's like really old school Disney, so that that's why I wouldn't just walk right by.
Right.
That would be the same for me. I'd be watching the wait time, and if it was over 15, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, it's one of those attractions like, oh, it's about to enter because like they have like the wait time posted, like it's counting down. If it's like 5 minutes, I'm there. If it's not, I don't need to see it. So, Michelle, even though you're a single adult going on this attraction, Dumbo the Flying Elephant.
Well, that's another, it's like a classic, you know, we see a flying Dumbo at the Smithsonian. That's how classic it is. They have it there. So I would probably wait 30 minutes for Dumbo, especially if it was at night.
Hmm. Mike?
It would be the low end of the second, so it would be medium for
30
me.
30 to 45.
But it would be like 30 to 35. I don't know about 45.
But. Right. So lower in the.
Yeah, lower two. Whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting now that they have the two, the two versions of it running at the same time. The wait times have gone way down. When their kids were really really little, like 4 or 5, that was the time that you'd be willing to wait longer. But yeah, I think I'm still in the 15 to 30.
But sort of Chris, first level. Your boys are the same age as my youngest, and that interactive area, which my kids were too old to do that. Gosh, I think that would have made a huge difference for my wait time.
Right. For
that.
For the younger kids?
I wish every attraction had that.
All right. Well, which is like what we said. All right. Michelle, Jungle Cruise, the new improved Jungle Cruise.
I'd probably wait 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes. That puts me in another category, huh? I would say 30 minutes.
Okay.
Remember we did that whole day where we.
So is that the 15 to 30 or 30 to 45? So you're maxing out.
I'd say 30 to 45.
Okay, so you're at level two. Mike, what are you doing?
Well, it's been 3 years, and I know that they've changed things, so I would wait 30 to 45 minutes.
Plus, there's that whole behind the scenes, on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Where they showed how they were changing it.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, we've done that too. I mean, even as the kids were a little bit older, when we've gone now, maybe because they've changed it, we've seen it so many times when they were younger that it kind of got stale. So we were sort of done. But I think at this point, we might go to the second tier, 30, 45 minutes. Michelle, one of the attractions we didn't go on very often because it's sort of a very time consuming and lazy day, but the Liberty Square Riverboat. How long would you wait to get on that one?
Zero. No interest.
No interest, right?
No interest at all. We don't have a zero, but.
So you're like at a one.
No.
Half a
really
one?
No interest.
No interest? Wouldn't Mike?
Do it. Unless I was, again, I'm there by myself, but if I was there with somebody else who'd never done it, I'd wait. But if it were just me, I would walk on by.
Mike? So you're going to give her a zero?
Barely a one. It would be a one, if you're there with someone else. It's a nice romantic attraction. So, 15 minutes, really.
Yeah, I might go with Michelle in the zero. If we were, again, much like the Country Bear, if we were walking by and they were like, oh, we're about to launch, we might go on, which is that. I think the one and only time we actually went on there with the kids was because we were just walking by and they were like, get on now, we're about to launch. And we're like, we've never done this, let's go. And we got on there and like the boys were bored out of their skull. So
we got to go up in the little like driver's area in Disneyland. I don't remember why, but that was
Sam Genoway.
Yeah, but that, I don't know. It's I like the ambiance that it provides. I'm just not really.
I know. Think about how much of your day is going to get eaten, because that attraction does take like a good 20, 25 minutes to go circle the river, and you've killed a part of your day. All right, Michelle, you've decided that you just had a big giant lunch, you're full, you had a big giant soda, and now you're going to go on the Mad Tea Party. How long are you willing to wait before you throw up?
That doesn't bother me at all. No? Okay. Doesn't bother me at all. I'd wait 30 minutes for that. Again, another iconic. They have that attraction pretty much in every little amusement park up the East Coast, I think, but or a version of it. Mm-hmm. I just think there's something about being on that attraction.
Mike?
The little Randy Poche leaf nearby.
Well, I'll be walking by, and if there's about 10 people in line, I'll get in line. So if there's more than 10, it's not worth it to me. So I'll say 15.
Okay, sounds like a one. Yeah. My kids, when they were younger, loved to go on it. So yeah, I would. I think I'd go up as far as 30 minutes. I wouldn't go beyond 30 minutes. So I'll be up at the number one category. Something we just discussed a little while ago, Michelle. Mickey's PhilharMagic. How long would you be waiting for that one?
I really, really like that attraction. I love the part where Donald gets shot up in the cannon and his legs are sticking out. I really enjoy that. I would wait 30 minutes to see that.
Mike?
Yeah, especially on a hot day. And
yeah, to me, that's a 30-minute wait. Yeah. Yes.
Really? See, I always felt like it was a 15 to 30 for me and my family. If it was quick, we could get in, have a cooling down period. So give me a one for that one.
I don't know. I'm always like in the audience singing all the songs.
We love it when we go. Yeah, it's one of those things. Once you're in, you love it.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to wait. Like I, you know, if it's not available, if it's over 30 minutes, I'm not waiting for it. But I love it when I'm in there.
I love how Minnie says, put on your opera glasses. Oh, that's so cute.
All right. Next up is a perennial favorite. Michelle, Pirates of the Caribbean. How long did that one?
Gosh, so I'm going for 1 year. I'm going just for the one day, for the one time in 3 years. I would wait an hour.
Really?
It's one of those. It's for me, it's one of the two attractions that I don't really feel like I'm at Walt Disney World till I go on it. I just love it. I love the lighting in there. I love the music. I love even the smell of the skanky sort of water. I just nice. Love it. I love it. I think when I was a kid, it's just one that made a real... I actually remember going under the bridge and looking at the pirate who's holding a jug and looking at the hair on his legs. And I was like, holy crap, that's really cool. Like, that's the level of detail we're looking at here. So for me... that's an hour. I would wait an hour.
Okay. So, Chris, in Walt Disney World, I would wait 30 to 45 minutes. In Disneyland, I would wait for an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the difference between the two is pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I agree. It's interesting. Pirates was like my bellwether. It was the canary in the coal mine. When they switched over to the fast pass system where you could pre-order your fast passes, basically, you know, three at a time, it sent Pirates, which used to be like a 5 to 10 minute wait all the time, up to like 45 minutes all the time. Yeah. And I was like, oh, instead of just making you wait 2 hours or an hour and a half for Splash, now they're going to make everything 45 minutes, whether you have a pass or not. Mm. And it really bothered me because it's like, I love Pirates and I'll go on it. But at some point I'm like, I'm tapping out. At 30 right,
but
minute
this
wait.
Is your only time in 3 years that you're going to get a chance.
I know that's the only difference. Normally I would tap out at 30 minutes, but I think if it's just us and it's 3 years, it is. I'll wait up to 45 minutes.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I'll take that one. I'll take the medium range. Here's one that I think I've gone on once. I'm not sure you guys have gone on before, but Michelle, Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. How long are you waiting for that one?
For the merry-go-round?
I was trying to make it sound fancy.
Is that what it's called? I never even knew
Prince
that.
Prince Charming Regal Carousel.
I don't know. I may not have ever gone on that before. I'd wait 15 minutes. I like watching it. It's very pretty at night. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a one for me.
Mike?
The oldest thing in Walt Disney World. I would, not me. I'd almost pass it by, but I'll say it barely a one because there's nothing special about it except that the horses are very, very valuable.
Right. You know? Yeah, it's a classic, but like I can go to my local park nearby and there's a carousel. If I could do a zero, I would do zero on that one.
He's riding on a six-figure horse, so maybe that's the...
Yeah, right? That's the... Well, you have to pick out that... Isn't there a special, like, gold horse or something like that, right? There's a special one. Next one is a big one. There's always a long wait for this one. The Seven Dwarves Mine Train, Michelle. How long are you willing to wait?
I have not been on that one enough. If I were by myself, I would wait an hour. I'd just throw on a podcast like this one and listen to it live. But
yeah. So what'd you say it was? Yeah. How long are you waiting?
I would wait an hour. Yeah. If I was by myself.
Mike?
Let's just say for all the coasters, Michelle would wait an hour.
all the coasters.
All the thrill rides.
I would say two, it would be 30, maybe 30 to 35 minutes. And the reason why I say that is that it's a very short attraction.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
You know, I don't want to, I mean, there's a certain ratio that I work in my head. You know, do I want to wait five times longer than the actual ride, you know, the actual attraction? So I'd say 30 minutes,
right.
30 to maybe
five 35. Times longer than the actual ride would be a 5 minute wait.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, you're right. How about 500 times?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been on it a few times. I don't find it all that interesting of an attraction, but I would think at 6 and 10, my kids would probably really want to be on there. So I'm probably going to go into the 45 to an hour wait. I don't think it's worth it. I mean, every time I go by there, it's 60 to 75 minutes.
I love the animatronics in that.
Yeah, they're not bad, especially with the, you know, they do that kind of, the faces are kind of projected on as opposed to functioning ones. But next up is the second of our three mountains, Space Mountain, Michelle. You and I have enjoyed our time waiting in line for that.
We have a history. We have a history, you and I. I would wait an hour.
An hour for space? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially because
it's one of my
years.
Backgrounds on Zoom. I love to put it on Zoom. The tunnel with the lights.
Yeah.
I do that all the time on Zoom.
I have the original audio like song and stuff from Space Mountain. I think I got it from Newell at some point. And it's I put it on all the time. It's got that kind of spacey kind of
like,
planetarium sound. Yeah. So I love it. Mike, what are you willing to wait for Space Mountain?
So, and again, this is another one of those Disneyland, Walt Disney World. I would wait 15 to 30 minutes. And Walt Disney World, I would wait 30 to 45 minutes for Disneyland.
Mm.
I just think it's a better attraction out there.
I do too. I'm still surprised they have not fixed up the one in Disney World to match Disneyland. Yeah. I think, I don't know why they didn't do it. At the same time,
you gotta watch Behind the Attractions. They tell you why.
Yeah. Oh, don't ruin it. I haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
I will say it is.
It comes down to money. There's a spoiler alert.
What a surprise!
It's money, and they'd have to reinforce the track because of the sound system. Yeah. And all
right, right, right.
Reinforce the track because of the sound system.
Well, you gotta
the
hang
sound
out the
system
speakers.
They would put. Yeah. It would
in the cars.
Added weight to the car.
Oh,
yeah. What'd
you
it's one of
that one, Chris.
So I'm gonna go 45 to an hour because it's one of our favorite attractions, and the boys, we go to Magic Kingdom. It's the first attraction we always go to. They always want to hit that one, so it's a special one for us. So I will be willing to wait an hour to get on there, and tends to be about an hour anyway. Our final mountain, Michelle, our Splash Mountain. What are you looking at? You know, it's interesting because they're going to change it over soon. But, you know, I don't know if you want to factor in the fact that we're going to see it for the last time, which is what I felt like I was doing in August, was seeing it in its current word I'm looking for?
Iteration.
Mm.
I'd wait 90 minutes for that.
Wow, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mike.
This is the first attraction in which I would wait up to an hour because I think I personally think it's the best attraction in the Magic Kingdom. I think it gives the guests a really good extended experience. I think it has a lot of interesting things. It's a thrill ride. It's entertaining. It tells a story. So I would wait up to an
hour.
Let's
put aside the story for now, but
I would put up an hour.
The water, the animatronics, the music.
Probably the only attraction I would wait for an hour. in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. No, I think the same thing. I think the kids love it too because of that, the drops and the splashing and stuff. So me and three others at my party are going to wait at, you know, 45 to an hour for that one. Definitely. So long wait. Michelle, we're going to go over to the Barnstormer. I don't know if you've ever been on.
I did. No, I did it this summer.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I waited the appropriate 5 minutes for it. I don't think I'd wait that long again. It just, yeah, definitely for little kids. But again, it's the same type of little kiddie roller coaster that you'd find in any little amusement park. The only cool thing about it is you hear Goofy going, hoo-hoo! But
how's it going?
Hoo-hoo!
Oh, okay.
But it was like,
gosh,
the shortest ride. Oh my God. And it just was like, I saw some young kids and parents having a blast on it. So that was really more fun for me. But
right.
I would say I would wait 5 minutes.
So a zero.
Yeah.
Same deal with me. Yeah. Same thing.
I would probably say with my 6-year-old, I would go on and wait 5 to 10 minutes, not even 15 minutes. And then the 10-year-old and my wife would go off and maybe go get a snack because the 10-year-old probably didn't want to go on it. Not a, you know, an exciting ride. I think of like Six Flags parks and stuff like that, where they have like all kids ride sections. That's the kind of ride it is. So it's not really an interesting thing for anybody older than 10. Michelle, would you like to walk over to the Hall of Presidents and walk in? How long would you be willing to wait for that one?
That's a good question. I went to the refurbed one. I would wait 30 minutes. I was very, very moved by that presentation. Yeah. Thought it was really good.
Okay. Mike?
I would say the same thing. I think that it's an attraction that everybody should go to. And it's been around since 1975, 1976, so it's been through a lot of changes, and I think they really do a good job, and the last refurb was really good. So yes, 30 minutes.
Yeah. I mean,
it's really more about the presidents versus a person. So I think that was a really
more about the presidency.
Yeah.
Right. Like the job as opposed to the person.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, with a 6 and a 10-year-old, you're already like stretching things in terms of interest, cause they're going to be like, boring. So I think 15 to 30, I think we could keep them busy and occupied while walking around inside and pointing out, like sometimes they have displays there, like, oh, here's Lincoln's hat. You know, they've had that on display or something like that when you go, and you can turn it into a learning lesson. But yeah, I think anything more than 15 to 30 minutes and my kids are revolting and ready to kill me. So, but next up, speaking of horrifying, the Haunted Mansion, Michelle.
Oh, an hour. I'd wait an hour. That's just like a touchstone for me.
Right.
Just love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it. I saw the behind the scenes. Again, I keep on talking about this. Is behind the scenes of that. I have the Jason Sorrell book. Can't get enough of that. Like the drawings and the background of that. So an hour.
Okay. It's a classic.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, if you get to go during Halloween and see the things that they do during, well, it used to be not so scary Halloween party, but you know, with the actors and things like that, it'd probably be even more. But but the cast members make that. It's awesome. Right.
Mike, what are you thinking?
I would say I'm a 30-minute man with that. I like the Haunted Mansion. If it was the the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay in Disneyland, I would wait over an hour for that. I would wait almost 90 minutes for that.
The other thing too, Mike, is really kind of a side note, but you don't like the part where you get crushed into the queue before you get on the Doom Buggy.
I read something about that was done on purpose or something.
Anyway.
It is, because you're always grabbing onto your significant others to hang on for dear life so you stay together. People are always trying to push past you. Yeah, it's a very uncomfortable. It reminds me of like going to like a toll plaza on a highway, and it's like you've got 18 entrances, and then it turns into four lanes, and every car is trying to pass each other and almost crashing. I feel like that's what it's like when you go through there.
That's right.
But I will say, for us, we've maxed out probably like 45 minutes. We've been there a year, maybe we sit there and go, you know, we'll come back later tonight when it's quieter. So 30 to 45 minutes, like if you're there during the day and just say, you know, we'll come back later. The kids are going to be exhausted and I'm not going there. Another attraction, Michelle, that is similar to Dumbo, which is the magic carpets of Aladdin with the spinning camel.
Zero.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting? How long were you willing to wait for Dumbo?
I know, but Dumbo's iconic.
I understand. It's the same basic attraction.
I've already waited for Dumbo, so why do I need to spit it out? I like walking by it. I like the spinning camel. I really enjoy seeing people have a great time. It's just not something.
I just think it's funny. It's interesting that it's technically the same attraction, just themed differently, and yet people think of it differently.
Yeah.
Just like those the dinosaurs over in Animal Kingdom.
Right. It's the There's same. No Timothy Mouse. Coming
Primeval out. World is being demolished.
I have been on it. I've waited in line when my kids were younger, but me singly, no. I would just walk by and say, "Oh, great, they're having a good time."
Awesome. Yeah, Mike, are you going on magic carpets, or are you just kind of? Well,
I think of magic carpets like Dumbo, like the carousel, Astro Orbiter. So I'm with Michelle on this. I'm barely a one, maybe 5 minutes.
Right, we're at a zero. I think we're all there. I mean. Mm. Maybe the six-year-old would want to go on there, so we'd have to go on there, and we'd send my wife and the 10-year-old over to get a Dole Whip while we're over there.
They always get to go get the
10-year-old is like, let's go eat.
Yeah. You have twins. Like, you don't have to
I know, but for the kids, sake but... of the sake of trying to make this a normal family as opposed
I
to...
I just love how Audra gets the snacks.
or vice versa. I would go with the 10-year-old. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Either or, we could either go, but... speaking of for children, even adult children, Michelle, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. How long are you waiting for that one?
Zero.
No interest. Mm-mm. Oh, Mike, what about you?
Same thing. Yep.
Really? All right. Well, look, I'm willing up to go to 15 to 30, especially with the kids. But I do enjoy that ride. I love the music and the characters and the story, it's nostalgic for me. So
I think I've been on it more in Disneyland than I have in Worlds. So,
and by the way, while you're going through the ride, look for a cameo appearance from Mr. Toad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So,
on the left as you go through.
Yeah, on the picture frame. But Michelle, here's an interesting one. It's not really technically an attraction as much as it is sort of a little offshoot, but Tom Sawyer Island, would you be willing to wait any time to get over there? Or are you just like, I'm done, I'm not doing that?
No time. I think I wrote an article for All Ears years ago about Tom Sawyer Island. Mm. I went with my kids. It was fine. Like, if I were you and I'm the family of four, I would probably go, but no, again, it looks nice. I would look at it and think fondly of it, but I don't need to go.
Mike?
Yeah, same here. I think it's long overdue that they should do something with Tom Sawyer's Island. It's just the raft ride.
Yeah. You know? When the kids were younger, they were like obsessed with guns for a while. So we went over there and they ran into the fort and they were just shooting the guns. They thought it was absolutely fun. They had so much fun on the wood bridges and stuff. They actually did have a good time. But it is a time suck on your day. That'll eat up a good hour or more of your day, just even waiting online, then taking the boat over, then going around, and then waiting for the boat to get back, because you're not waiting just the 15 minutes or whatever to get over, you're waiting again to get back.
Right.
But if you got younger kids, I wish they'd go back to hiding the paintbrushes around caves and stuff like they used to do. I think they stopped doing that, but I think we would 15 minutes, so we might be a one. We might be willing to do that. So, Michelle, I don't know, when's the last time have you been on the Tomorrowland Speedway, and any point in the near past?
I have, when my kids were young.
So it's been a while. Yeah. No interest. That's it. You're done.
Zero. Again, same thing. We have a little park in New Hampshire called Canopy Lake Park. That's same thing. We have the same thing there. I wouldn't waste my time. I want to go on things that are different.
Mike.
Yep. Same thing. Zero imagineering.
I know it's not a very interesting. I will say, even at this age, my kids are drivers. They're adults. They still want to go on the Tomorrowland Speedway. So I think we've maxed out at about 20 minutes. So 15 to 30 minutes is the frame that I'm in. But yeah, they enjoy, especially like the younger kids when they get to drive. You know, you've got a, you know, 6 to 10, they're gonna want to drive, and you have to put your foot on the pedal for them. And one of my favorites, Michelle, even though it's not really a racy attraction, it's the TTA People Mover.
Oh, I love that attraction. That's another one I really love. However, I would probably not wait more than 15 or 20 minutes. Does that put me in two different categories? I would say 20 minutes is my max.
Yeah, that's the 15, 30.
I don't know what it is about that. I know our dear friend Randy worked on that this summer, was kind of telling us about the technology behind that. It's just so enjoyable. I wish they'd have it for every land. I just really, really like it.
Yeah.
Especially at night. So, so fun.
Yep. Mike?
Same thing. 15, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. Anything beyond 20 minutes, I'm passing it and waiting for it to the line to lower. But I do love that attraction. I think it's a nice relaxation in the middle of a hectic day. And then you get to see all the cool little behind the scenes.
I see it's like a relaxation, but I just enjoy it. I don't know. It's just very enjoyable to
me.
It's like a sort of feels like a magnetic car, and it's really nice bopping through all the different places.
So. We went through, and Space Mountain was shut down. The lights were on one time, and that was amazing to see. Like that's what we're getting all worked up about. It looks like a little kiddie coaster, but
you got to watch the behind the scenes, Chris.
I'm trying to get through them all. I've been busy lately, Michelle. So I don't know how you've been. We tend to go on this one because everything else is so packed. And if we're feeling hot, we go on Under the Sea, The Journey of the Little Mermaid, one of the newer attractions.
Yeah, I'd wait 30 minutes for that one.
Okay.
I think that's really cute.
It is.
I love the way that it takes you from land, like the whole, you're on the, it's kind of like The Seas with Nemo and Friends. It takes you from being on the beach to all of a sudden you're in the clamshell and you go underneath the water and all the bubbles come. I think it's very clever. And I just can't.
The music is great.
Yeah, Under the Sea. I could hear that 100 times and not get sick of it.
Mike, are you willing to wait a long time?
I'm willing to wait up to 30 minutes. Yep.
Yeah. I do find the queue line in that to be a little annoying.
Yeah.
At places and times. But
it's a little long.
When you're inside.
I was going to say, I think when they planned that queue, they thought it was going to be a big attraction that a lot of people were going to be waiting for. And now it just seems like it's always like 5 minutes.
Mm.
I don't think I'd wait more. I mean, maybe I'd wait 15 minutes. So give me a one. But yeah, I the reason we go on it is more because it's quieter and quicker to get on.
Mm.
So you can walk by the other attractions and barrel through. But anyway, going back to classics, Michelle, the Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. One of the originals from the World's Fair in 1964.
How long would I wait? 15 minutes.
Mike?
They have to do like a Halloween overlay. I guess there was a Halloween scene in there.
Technically.
Yeah.
Mine would be 15 to 20 minutes.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm in the same thing. Anything longer and the kids would be revolting because they'd be like, I waited 15 minutes for this boring thing. But you know, it is.
Gosh, if they upgraded it on a regular basis, fix the eyebrows. Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
The protagonist, the father, in the first scene or the second scene, his eyebrow was hanging off.
Ooh, dear.
So we were there.
Really creepy. Like he's talking, and is it gonna fall off?
You're just staring at it.
I'm involved in this thing called.
It was really unnerving, actually.
The rat race. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
All right. So for our penultimate attraction, Michelle, something, another classic, the Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. Oh, total silence. This is a tough one.
I'd wait 30 minutes for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why 30 minutes? Like it's...
You know, it's the music gets me. Mm. You know, it's hokey. It's a classic. You know, Walt Disney had his hands on it. I like the, I don't know, I just like the singing flowers. Yeah, it's just fun for me. It's one, it's really interesting, not that you guys care about this, but the times that I first went to Disney when I was in college was the first time. We never went when I was growing up. And it was one of the ones that we never went to. And I didn't go to it until I was much older. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so cute. Why did I miss this? So I'd wait. I'd wait for that one.
Okay. Mike, what are you thinking?
15 to 20 for me.
Yeah. I mean, I would even go as far as 30 minutes with the kids because the kids really enjoyed it when they were younger. They have no interest now as adults. But I think if they served adult beverages outside, the kids might wait in line for the Tiki Room, but not now. So, and finally, an often missed and forgotten attraction, Michelle, is the Swiss Family Treehouse.
Nah. Not if I was by myself. Mm-mm. When the kids were younger, yes. Not now.
I mean, it's usually just like you walk on, like it wasn't even like a thing. Yeah, but
I don't think many kids today even know that story, right?
Yeah. I mean, they changed over to Tarzan over in Disneyland.
Yeah.
But Mike, would you be willing to wait any length of time?
Nope. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes. 10 years ago, a cast member friend of mine told me that it was going away.
Wow.
So much for that.
Yeah. I'm in agreement. And as we discuss, Mike, why don't you add up the numbers and see where we stand? But Michelle, so part of the reason we were doing this was to discuss the Genie Plus system. And so you're paying like $129, maybe $132 plus with tax for a day at the parks. And without Genie Plus, you're going to go on these attractions or want to go on these attractions. And how long would you wind up waiting or be willing to wait if you were only here for one day to get on everything if you didn't want to pay extra, right? So
I think it's a really important consideration that, like, when you're planning with your family, that you really have a conversation about this.
Yeah.
So that people are not disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big thing is, right, so those big attractions, the Three Mountains and stuff like that, you may want to pay to get in quickly because you're going to save. Is the money less important than the time you have to get to see more attractions? Like that's the trade-off, right? So you want to go on Thunder, Space, and Splash, and you don't want to wait maybe a total of 3 hours of your day. Maybe you're there for 12 hours. You're there 9 to 9. You got 12 hours. So 3 of those hours you'd be waiting online. So you're losing basically, in essence, a quarter of your day online.
Time that could be spent at the pool.
But no, also
or relaxing at a restaurant or something like that.
Well, I was going to say, or taking that time to go have lunch or go on other attractions that don't have as long a wait. So part of me says, you know, maybe the Genie Plus system, you know, a Fastpass, that was the thing, was that it was to save you time in your day. And
it was equitable too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now you have to pay for it. Honestly, I'm a person who likes to throw money at a problem.
But not many people can do that.
And I know I'm at this point in my life when I can do that, but I couldn't do it when I had two younger kids. So, so, you know, it becomes now a thing where it's like only the wealthy can go on the rides and not have to wait for these things. So it kind of is heartbreaking to me, but.
It is.
I still think there are strategies that you can use, like getting there during rope drop and, you know, staying in a Disney resort, even if it's, you know, the economy resorts, you know, like a All-Star Resort type of thing or Pop Century.
And you may not want to go on all the attractions. I mean, there's definitely like not going to have, like we said, nobody's going to go in the treehouse. So like we can sort of almost count that out.
Right.
But you know, there are
it speaks to really the prioritizing with a family.
Right.
Like, what is your priority?
What's important
and also,
to you?
And you know, a touring plan too, like having a plan for how you're going to go through.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing now, especially if you're not going to use the GD Plus, is that you have to plan ahead and really decide that you're going to get up early, you're going to get to these parks and make a plan to walk through the parks. But, you know, without that GD Plus, Mike, what are we talking in terms of how long will we be waiting for attractions each?
Okay. So on average, Michelle seemed to have a little bit more tolerance than you and I, Chris.
Because okay. I was by myself, right?
You were by yourself. Mm. So she averaged somewhere between, I would say, Michelle was probably in the, oh boy, probably the 35 to 40 minute range for most of it. She had more hour tolerance than you or I. So she was, her average was 1.6, which was a little bit closer to the middle, and which means to me it's more like the 30 to 45. You, Chris, were just shy of that. You were probably in the maybe 25 to 30, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 30. She was probably in the 40, probably close to 45. You were probably close to 35.
Right.
I was probably close to, probably just a little bit behind you. So between the three of us, I was the least tolerant. You were in the middle. And
what a
Michelle,
surprise.
Michelle was the most tolerant.
Well, how long do you think we would all be waiting? Like, if you were going all day long on average, like how, like of all this, if we want to see all these attractions, how long would you be sitting and waiting?
So we went through 27 attractions.
Yeah, which is not normal. You can't go through 27, but.
Right. So if you took the number one by the average, let's say if the average was 30 minutes, we're talking 13 and a half hours.
So you're not getting through your day for a 12 hour day. That's not, it's not feasible.
So you have to make decisions. And I think Michelle pointed out certain things like the carousel, maybe Tom Sawyer's Island, the riverboat, things like that. So you cut that out and now you're down to maybe 10 or 11 hours still.
Right. So, but you also, you have to pick and choose. So that $129, $132 ticket is only going to get you on a certain amount of attractions, even though they have so many more. And maybe getting the Genie Plus is the way to save you some time to get to see more. Unfortunately, that's just sort of the way it goes, right?
Well, I think that you make decisions based on what your preferences are and what your traveling party is and how often you've been down there. So you take all those considerations and components and you throw them in a bucket and spin them around and you come up with a plan, and that plan could very well say, you know, maybe we should get Genie Plus for things like Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, maybe Haunted Mansion, maybe Pirates,
maybe
like
have
that.
Like one person in your party pick one thing that's really important to them. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to do this attraction or I'll be unhappy.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely choice thing. And obviously do this ahead of time. Make sure, you know, Disney is now turned into a full-on planet from soup to nuts vacation. You can't just wing it on this. And then throw in some time for meals and snacks and stuff like that. So so I think next week we'll move on to Epcot, since it was the second park of the Disney World facility. So I think that'll wrap it up for this episode of Mickey Mouse and More. If you want to continue this conversation, tell us how long you'd be waiting for any rides on our Facebook page at Mickey Miles Podcast or on Twitter at Mickey Miles Pod. So from Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean, Mike Scopa, I'm Chris Eliopoulos. We'll see you on the road in the parks.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.